The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. Good morning.
Oh, you got me. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? I'm doing well. She knows what I'm going to say. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. We have with us attorney Michelle O'Brien, owner of the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We have a lot to talk to you about today.
Great. I'm ready.
I know you are. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and get a live view of Dunmore Corners. You never know what you're going to see 24/7. We get thousands of hits a month on that camera. It's unbelievable.
Yes, I'd like to ask the audience, you just did, but I'm going to say it again. Who do you know that would be the perfect guest for the Real Estate Roundtable? Email us at info@jruddy.com or questions@jruddy.com or give us a call. Check us out on social media. We're just about everywhere. And listen to our archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the popular podcast apps that we feature this radio show on. And you can view listings, the MLS listings or our listings by going to jruddy.com. Okay, attorney Michelle O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Group, and Pinnacle Abstract. You've been doing real estate law for how long?
Well, I've been practicing for over 20 years, and I started in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area, and then I've been here for about 20 years. And so I've been practicing real estate in northeastern Pennsylvania for about 20 years.
Yes. So what else, what other services do you provide at your law group?
So at our law firm, we do lots and lots of real estate. We do corporate work, business work, when people are buying or selling companies or have issues when they're actually trying to run their companies, things like that. We do a lot of commercial lending work where we represent banks in their commercial loan practices. And then one of the things that I'm probably, I would say, known for is oil and gas leasing. And I fell into it back in 2018, and I just have never stopped since. I only represent landowners for oil and gas.
Yeah, we had a guest on a long time ago, but he's out of the area. I don't even remember his name, but I always thought there was a void there that we needed somebody. I didn't know that.
That's your specialty, would you say?
Oh,
one of your specialties. One of your many specialties.
I would say that it is one thing that I'm definitely known for. I was appointed to the governor's commission on pipelines. It was probably a long time ago now when oil and gas leasing was really booming. They had a pipeline commission that addressed a whole bunch of different areas, and it really never went anywhere. But we spent a good year meeting and talking through regulations that Pennsylvania might adopt. And of course, they never did, but it was quite an experience. And I got to meet a ton of people throughout the state with all different perspectives. But I am really well-versed and work with hundreds and hundreds of landowners over the last 15 plus years on their oil and gas leasing issues, from like if someone gets an oil and gas lease or a pipeline agreement or wants to sell a property that they think has gas or that it does have gas, or royalty issues, anything in the realm of oil and gas. And of course, it's not really in Luzerne or Lackawanna County, but it is really farther northeastern Pennsylvania that we're dealing with those
Wyoming.
Issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne, Wyoming, Bradford, Susquehanna, Tioga counties usually.
Okay. So let's just start off with the difference between surface rights and mineral rights.
That's a great question. And the one thing that I would say when we address that question is that in Pennsylvania in particular, not other states, but in Pennsylvania in particular, we refer to them as oil and gas rights and not mineral rights, because there has been a court case that says if you write it into a deed and you say we're reserving the minerals, that does not necessarily mean the oil and gas rights. So it's really important in Pennsylvania specifically to specify oil and gas. But what the way I explain it to my clients is the surface is what you can see on the property and maybe, you know, a couple feet down. So like bluestone on your property for a quarry would be considered part of the surface rights. But when I talk about it, I talk about subsurface rights. So oil, gas, minerals, and coal, those are what we typically talk about being subsurface rights. And I always, the way I explain it, the way it's easier to understand it is everything that you can't see under the ground is your subsurface rights. And of course, when we talk about oil and gas leasing, we're talking about the Marcellus Shale and potentially even the Utica Shale in the a little bit of work in the Utica now, but really probably in the future. And those two formations are really almost a mile and below underneath the ground.
It's a mile down?
Yes.
That's how far they have to drill?
Yeah.
They drill down and then they drill sideways.
Sideways, wow. Yes. And the technology, that's what really, the gas has always been here in Pennsylvania, but the technology had just been improved in states like Texas, Oklahoma, even like Louisiana. The technology had just advanced so much that you can drill down and then turn the well, the well bore so that it
sideways, it's
does
going
horizontal. Yes. And that what that does, it allows the surface of the property to be less damaged in more places. So you don't have to have a well site every 10 feet, every mile, whatever it is. You can drill horizontally for several miles at this point.
Several miles.
Yes.
Because I know a guy in Susquehanna County, he bought a house right before 2009-ish up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought the house. And when he was buying the house, there was something came up with an oil and a gas lease. And he gets $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
Just. And he says, you don't see anything. He says, I have no idea. He says, I love getting that check.
That's right. And the price of gas right now is very, very low. So sometimes the price of gas is higher. Several years ago, it was very high.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't
it was very high. Right.
It was higher. And then hopefully in the future, we'll see it go back up. But right now, if he's getting good royalties right now, wait till the gas prices go up. And that does always fluctuate.
Right. So I was thinking about when you were saying the drill, what happens to the stability of the properties above that? And you're saying it's they're less damaged because of the technology now.
Well, so it's less damaged because we don't have to drill so many drill sites on the surface. But you make a good point. So what we in Pennsylvania have a unique experience with is coal mining.
Yes.
And when you take the coal out of underneath the ground, you may lose some rights of support. So if you built a house on a coal mine that had all the coal taken out, you very well might have a sinkhole on your property sometime in the future. That would be obviously very, very bad. Gas is a little different. Gas lives, I weirdly explain this to my clients, like in Jurassic Park. So when you watch Jurassic Park and they pull out the little organisms from the rocks, if you watch like the scientific parts, the rocks are very porous. They're like
sand, kind of?
Yeah, they're like a croissant almost.
Oh, really?
So if you open up a croissant, there's lots of those little air pockets.
Air pockets, right.
Yeah, and that's where our gas lives. That's where the Marcellus gas or the natural gas lives. And so what happens is they drill down and they drill into that area, and then they frack. So that's, of course, the bad word that nobody likes.
Nobody likes that.
Right.
I like it.
So they frack with this fracking fluid, and it goes out into those pores, and then the gas migrates out of all those little air pockets, and it goes from whatever it is. I'm not a science person, but like the high pressure to low pressure,
right,
or low pressure to high pressure. That's how it gets into the well and comes up the pipe, and that's how we put it into pipelines and get it into people's homes. But it comes out of those little air pockets, so it does not destroy the support of the houses and things like that on top of it. It's not like coal in that sense, because we're not kind of stripping out everything from the ground.
I was just thinking of the drilling. That action, would that do something to the structure? No.
They usually need a very large area to drill, so you're not building anywhere near a well site. Okay. No, they usually have it fenced off. There's a pad.
Big concrete pads with a tower in it. Like you say, they're secluded. But yes. I didn't know they could go miles out.
They can. Now, when we first started doing this back in 2018, they would form drilling units of 640 acres.
And, right, I remember that.
Yeah, and then they went back and amended all those leases and said, we actually need it to be much bigger because we can drill much further now without having to drill another well, which is great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so coal clauses is something that we've lived with here in Lackawanna County. And it's funny because a lot of people from other states, when they come to our area and we bring them to that part of the agreement of sale, which says, because the coal clause is in the deeds. It was written in the deeds, right? So never to leave our deeds.
Yes.
And so a lot of people get tripped up over this.
It's a little intimidating to look at the paragraph.
Right.
But it is a statutorily required paragraph. It's mandated, it is in a state law, state statute, that says we have to put that paragraph in there. And the way I describe it to clients when they come to my title company or my law firm, and I say, we get to that part of the deed, and I say, okay, like, let's take a breath. This is a statutorily required paragraph. We don't know. We have a rich coal mining history in Pennsylvania, and it wasn't well documented. If your property or someone else's property had coal mining underneath it. So what this paragraph says is that they may or may not have taken the coal out from underneath your property. And if they did, it could affect what's called the rights of support underneath your property. And what it's saying is, hey, like, the seller's not really responsible if you get a sinkhole on your property, because they don't know either what was done underneath your property. And I've never tried it, but I would imagine it's almost impossible to determine where the coal was taken out and where it remains. It's very hard to tell.
And if you're worried about that, you can get mine subsidence insurance, which is $41 for $150,000 of value. So it's funny we talk about this, because we were out to dinner the other night and we were talking about this to say, oh, you know, that a sinkhole had opened in Dunmore.
And,
and I made sure that we had the insurance, because we had them as a guest on the show a few years ago. And then I looked at the policy the other night, and we're actually way short of the value, because it's an older policy. So we jacked up the value, and it really wasn't a
great idea. Somebody asked me about it the other day, actually. They were buying a property and they said, you know, a sinkhole opened up like just a couple blocks from our new restaurant. What do we do?
Do it. Get it.
$750,000 of value for $150.
That's amazing.
$160.
It's definitely worth it.
Nice. That's amazing.
So anyway, the coal clause, does it actually say anything about if the coal wasn't removed, who owns the coal and what rights does the property owner have to the coal? And if the coal companies came back in business, which they're not going to do, would they have the right to come and mine coal?
So I don't know the answer to the coal companies and if they could come back and mine coal. I would imagine that they probably couldn't get a permit to do that now. but I don't.
But see, these are the questions we get asked.
Right.
What if?
When we transfer a deed and it does not say anything, it doesn't have a restriction or a reservation for gas or oil or coal or minerals, anything like that, if it does not have a reservation, it means it transfers to you everything that the seller owns. Now, what I also tell people is, they learned about oil and gas rights, I used to say 150 years. It's probably 160 or 170 years at this point. That's when they learned about it, is the late 1800s. And people got really excited about it and started reserving those rights to themselves back in the 1800s. And we call that severance. So if you really want to know if you actually own your oil and gas rights underneath your property, you're not going to find that in a regular title search and you're not getting insurance for it from a title insurance policy. Because a lot of people say, oh, I got title insurance when I bought my property. Title insurance accepts out oil and gas rights. So you're not getting insurance for that. It doesn't mean you own it. We do at my firm, because I do so much oil and gas work, we will do an oil and gas search for you and go back 170 years. And then we examine that title to see if it was ever severed during that time period, because that would create a whole separate chain. And that's what the gas companies do. So a lot of people got a gas lease and then they had to wait 90 days to get their payment. And they always say, well, what are they doing during that 90 days before I get paid?
Yes.
That's right. They're doing an oil and gas title search to make sure that you actually own the rights you just leased to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they do. And it is usually a company that's probably out of Oklahoma or Texas, some place that has people who are really knowledgeable about doing this. And in Pennsylvania, we do have very good searchers, but you have to know who they are to find them to be able to do that kind of a search.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. With us today is Michelle O'Brien, attorney Michelle O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract. You're in Taylor.
Yes.
What's your address? What's your contact information, please?
My phone number is 570-209-7901. And you can reach us at mobrien@obrienlawpa.com. And our office is at 712 South Kaiser Avenue in Taylor, right by, if anybody knows, a little free advertising for the Black Cat Bakery. But if anybody knows where the Black Cat Bakery is, we're just about a block from there.
Nice. Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I have Greater Scranton Multilist statistics for the last 30 days. You want to hear them?
Yes, I love statistics.
Counties, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, Wyoming. The median sales price for two bedrooms or less is $142,000. The median sales price for three bedrooms is $207,000. And the median sales price for four bedrooms or more is $250,000. How did people pay for these homes?
25% cash?
Very close. 29% cash. 47% conventional. 11% the FHA, that's the Federal Housing Administration types of mortgages. VA, Veterans Administration, 4%. And other, 9%.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We have a generous sponsor who wishes to remain anonymous, Providence Pregnancy Center, founded in 2022 and located in North Scranton, offers free support to women facing crisis during pregnancy. Whether it's homelessness, abuse, or financial hardship, from baby supplies to counseling and now maternity housing, Providence Pregnancy Center provides love and hope. Casa de Maria, their new maternity home, houses pregnant women and their children, offering care through pregnancy and up to a year after birth. Providence Pregnancy Center does not receive federal funding and relies completely on the generous donations of individuals who believe in their mission. Help them expand. Donate today at ppcscranton.org/donate or call 570-341-7045. Pat?
Yes, we have a three-bedroom, two-bath, ranch-style home on 16 acres of land at 960 Lot Road in Meshoppin for $274,000. This nearly new home was built in 2019. It has 1,250 square feet of living space. The land is mostly flat, but it's open and it's wooded. This home features an open floor plan with a spacious kitchen with plenty of cabinet space. It also has a rear deck with wonderful views and a full basement with room to expand and a pellet stove to keep you warm. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath, ranch-style home on 16 acres of land at 960 Lot Road in Meshoppin for $274,000, and that's listed by Kim Pizanti of our office.
We're going to take a brief pause. Stay connected to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We will be back in just a moment. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of home buyers settle for the first agent they meet and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with attorney Michelle O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract.
Yes.
That's you, right? In Taylor, PA. We're having a great discussion about gas leases on land, surface rights versus mineral rights. You taught us about that. Also, we talked about coal clause that runs with all the deeds in Lackawanna County.
That means I can't mine coal in my basement. That's what that means, right?
That's what that
okay,
means.
Okay, all right.
That's actually not what it means, but that's also true.
Okay, all right. I've heard stories of, you know, you hear legends of people who had coal mines in their basements.
Well, you have a law practice that's been doing a big portion of your practice is real estate and gas leases, one of your specialties, right? And you represent landowners.
Yes.
Not the gas companies.
Yep.
Okay. So what happens, we were talking about the drilling, and you explained all that, the process. What happens if the gas company damages the land?
Well, that has been played out in northeastern Pennsylvania a lot over the past 15 years. So
I guess it depends, right?
Is that what everybody says?
What's the interest rate?
Yes. It depends.
Well, what I will tell you is it's important in your gas leases to have what's called an indemnification paragraph, which says that the gas company agrees to compensate the landowner for damages or issues that it causes. The one thing that most people hear about in the news and are the most concerned about is water contamination. This has been going on as long as gas drilling has been here in Pennsylvania, and that is because they drill through the water table. And, of course, the people who have water wells are the ones who are affected by this. So when you have a water well, which isn't affecting us here where, you know, it's
public system.
It's a public system, right. Exactly. But like up in Susquehanna County, lots of people have water wells to service all of their water needs for their property. And when that is contaminated, it's a real, real legitimate problem that affects everybody's everyday life. So there's lots of things you can do in your gas lease or just in your regular property maintenance. You can get a water test before you know that the gas company is going to drill so that at least you have a baseline.
Right.
And what a lot of my clients have been telling me forever is that it used to be a party trick for them when they were kids. They'd run around and light the streams on fire and they'd, you know, be able to light them up because there's gas in the ground, so there's methane in the water naturally occurring.
Right.
So it's not all from the gas drilling, but when the cement that cases a gas well where they drill down into the ground is not exactly to the specifications, a lot of times that will crack or sometimes even explode. Mm-hmm. And remember I said the Marcellus is about a mile underneath the ground. Well, your water's not down a mile.
No.
When they so that's why they blame fracking, because they put the water down into the drill, and then when it explodes or cracks, it gets into your water table, which is just almost right under the surface. So it's not actually fracking a mile down that's the problem, and that's not what contaminates the water. It's when the cement around the well cracks or the drill cracks and gets into the water table. And that really takes a long time to resolve itself. And there have been settlements with landowners by the gas companies where the gas companies deliver water jugs or water supply to private homes in order to, you know, as part of like a little bit of a settlement to help out. But that is, it's a big problem. There's not a great resolution to it. Just drilling a new well doesn't really resolve the situation because it's in the
right,
water
it's
table.
Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't they have filtering systems? I don't know what's in the fracking solution, so
well,
I know I don't want to be.
A lot
drinking.
Of people
I don't
want to
be
know.
Drinking it.
Yeah, we don't know.
There's a lot that you don't know, right?
And really, it's a proprietary thing. I do think that the frack fluid is not the same necessarily from company to company.
I would think so, right?
Yeah. So that is. It is an ongoing issue. It's an ongoing concern for everybody and something that everybody should be careful about. And especially in your business, you, when you're buying a house, a seller or a buyer should be really cognizant of the fact that they should do a water test before they buy the house. It's
right.
really
the
important.
Property we talked about, it's in the shopping. I guess that would be part of the agreement is to make sure the water has been tested.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good advice. Can a landowner be sued by the neighbors for granting drilling access? So if someone's getting into a lease, but then the neighbor's anti-gas drilling, does this happen?
It does. Well, it is a question I get asked a lot. I've never heard of a lawsuit about that because you can do on your property anything that is allowed. So if it's allowed by zoning, if it's allowed by any kind of regulations in your municipality, you can have them, you can grant those rights to come on your property whenever you want. When this actually comes up is when the gas company starts their operations, the neighbor is upset because there are big lights on 24 hours a day, and it is noisy 24 hours a day while they're drilling. Now, the drilling doesn't last forever, but the neighbors are always upset because they're calling me and saying, the lights are shining in my in my windows 24 hours a day. It's very, very loud, or it's scaring my animals, or whatever it is. And so those are real issues that the neighbors could have, and that could potentially, I suppose, turn into like a nuisance lawsuit.
Right.
I've not seen it, but that would be what it is. It's not even really suing your neighbor because they granted a gas lease. They can kind of do that if they want to. That's their right. They own the property.
Yeah, there are nuisance laws.
Right. If you live next to barbarians, you have to put up with it.
We don't know anything about
that.
So what due diligence should buyers do when considering land with an existing gas lease other than testing the water?
So my advice to people who are buying a property that is, let's say, more than 5 acres, I'd like to say 10, but just to be safe, I would say more than 5 acres, is get a copy of that gas lease. Even if the sellers are going to reserve the oil and gas rights and you're not buying the gas rights, you either way want to see a copy of that gas lease because you want to know, is the gas company allowed to come on my property and drill a well here?
Or run a pipeline.
Well, that's a good point. However, pipelines and surface rights, surface activity on the property, roads, compressor stations, drilling, things like that, are all rights to the surface owner. So gas companies, technically, according to the oil and gas lease, it's a little more nuanced than this, but they can come on the property and technically they could drill. Realistically, they require at least a 10-acre property in order to put a well site. And if the owner of the surface is different than the subsurface, the oil and gas rights, then I've never seen a gas company that has not approached the surface owner about a surface use agreement. Also, pipelines are granted by the surface owner, so that's not okay. Related to the oil and gas lease, and same thing for roads and compressor stations. All those kinds of things are really surface owner rights that they can grant.
Attorney Michelle O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
My phone number is 570-209-7901, and my email address is mobrien@obrienlawpa.com.
We will talk a lot more about this next week. We'll pick up where we left off. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'd like to welcome Joanne Connell. Joanne is based in Moosic. She comes from a family deeply rooted in business development, spanning vehicle sales, real estate, and restaurants. That foundation sparked her love of real estate, where she found a meaningful way to connect with people and guide them through one of life's most important journeys, finding a place to call home. Helping people get the best out of this life is what drives Joanne every day, And Real Estate allows her to do just that by providing honest guidance, local expertise, and support that lasts beyond the transaction. Give Joanne Connell a call today at 570-351-5669. We're out of time. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker.